985. I just got to put a plug in, but I know most of you read all 10 Bible classes anyway. The plug in for our Bible class hours. We're finishing up the quarterly, and the last four subject matters are the end times. It's provoking a lot of questions from last week even to this morning. So we'll cover that again. In my absence, Clarence covered the second, or at least the topic of the second coming of Jesus. So I know you have no more questions about that. He answered everything that you could possibly want to know. This morning, I just got started with the subject of the Judgment Day. The next lesson of the quarterly is covers the punishment of hell. The next Sunday morning will be the reward of heaven. And then on Wednesday night, Dennis Burchett has just started a series of lessons on heaven. He's going to look at all the verses, but just a tremendous number of verses that have reference to heaven, and so that's going to be his topic for the next several Wednesday nights. So just going to put a plug in for the Bible class hour. All right, number 985. 985.
Trials dark on every hand that we cannot understand. All the way that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But he'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when
today will be taken from the book of James, first chapter, verses 1 through 8. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Again, from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
3:32, verse 11.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy splendid crown brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget thy agony. Lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee. Even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget
number 324. Be prior to our taking the or pausing and allowing those who are unable to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. Those that want to do that, just remain seated where you are, and the one who is officiating at the table will come by and just raise your hand and get his attention, and you'll be served at that time. Number 324, first and last.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he behold that sacred head for such a one as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rose.
number 458.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
Bless us as we